This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
San Francisco is bracing for a double whammy tonight of holiday crowds and hazardous weather. KCBS's Matt Bigler has more from the San Francisco waterfront, with more on what's happening with the annual New Year's Eve fireworks show.
Fences have been set up here along the Embarcadero for the New Year's Eve crowds. And yes, the city says the fireworks extravaganza is still a go.
The show is roughly starting at midnight, of course, and we do expect wet weather.
Mariano Elias with the San Francisco Fire Department encourages everyone to bundle up and dress in layers tonight. This first storm system is coming up from the south, according to meteorologist Brayton Murdoch with the National Weather Service.
More stuff that we kind of see more in August, a bit on the warm side. So these aren't going to be terribly cold showers. They're also not going to be very strong showers.
But after this storm, more rain is coming down from Alaska, so expect wet weather off and on for at least the next week. Along the Embarcadero in San Francisco, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
And hoping to recoup their losses from last week's major power outage, some San Francisco businesses are struggling with PG&E's claims process. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports from the Sunset in San Francisco. Many people were forced to throw out spoiled food during the outage.
PG&E says it will consider claims for things like property damage, spoiled food, and lost wages if an outage is deemed to be caused by negligence. Trouble is, some neighbors, and particularly businesses, are finding the process to be complicated. Supervisor Alan Wong is hoping PG&E will come into the neighborhood to provide support.
Providing language access for those that are older, that may not be technologically savvy.
In fact, we've spoken with multiple markets, cafes, and delis that acknowledge losses but weren't confident enough in English to speak in an interview. Wong says the neighborhood has dealt with at least four other outages beyond that initial big outage, and the markets and restaurants here on Irving were hit particularly hard.
We had a deli market that had to throw away all their deli meats. We went to a seafood location. All their sea critters died.
Of course, there is that automatic credit coming for impacted neighbors and businesses. PG&E says it understands the significant impact of these interruptions on its customers, saying it remains, quote, fully committed to improving system performance. In San Francisco, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
And coinciding with all this rain, the king tides are bringing some dramatic surf to Bay Area coastlines. As KCBS's David Welch reports, first responders want everyone to be cautious.
King tides, the highest tides of the year, happen to be lining up with a powerful Pacific swell. That means possible flooding in low-lying areas and, according to San Francisco Fire Captain John Aris, extra danger over this holiday weekend.
We're going to see an increased amount of wave height.
He says those bigger waves can make familiar spots suddenly dangerous, and with more and more people out celebrating the holiday weekend, He says keeping a safe distance is the first line of defense.
Every day of the year, there's an opportunity to observe its beauty from the coastline, Ocean Beach, Land's End. We ask, as this atmospheric event is occurring around us here, to please avoid being right up in the front row.
Officials are advising everyone to steer clear of things like seawalls and jetties, and they say never turn your back on the water. In San Francisco, David Welch, KCBS.
Your Newswatch continues now with some good news from PG&E heading into the new year. KCBS's Jennifer Hodges says you may actually see a slight decrease in your bill.
It's good news heading into the new year.
Mike Gostas with PG&E.
Energy prices will be going down again in January for residential customers.
And it won't cost as much to heat your home.
Natural gas rates are going to decrease by about 3%.
This marks the second year PG&E has been able to reduce electrical costs. That portion makes up about 70% of your monthly bill.
We know that a lot of customers are feeling the pressure of higher household costs across the board. Hopefully, these price decreases will help them heading into the new year.
The average electric bill in January expected to be $203 a month. The average cost monthly for gas, $82. Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
At just 19 years old, San Jose Sharks star Macklin Celebrini is joining some rare company, officially being named to Team Canada for the coming Winter Olympics in Milan. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports from San Jose. Celebrini is already being mentioned alongside some of hockey's greats.
The Sharks' young star seems to be creating viral highlight reel moments just about every game. Yasmin is from San Jose. She says after some tough seasons, Celebrini has Sharks fans excited.
I see, so many Macklin jerseys, so many signs, so many, everything. Definitely changed the energy, over the past few years.
Vince is from Oakdale. He says the team has never had a superstar quite like Macklin Celebrini.
It's different. You know, all the stats and numbers and what he's putting up against some of the hockey greats, you just hope that can continue.
Celebrini, now the youngest to ever represent Canada at the Olympics in years where the National Hockey League participated. Sharks' longtime TV play-by-play man Randy Hahn says Macklin will now have the world stage.
With a name like Celebrini in Milan, Italy, he could become an international sensation.
Sharks coach Ryan Warsofsky says he knew coming into the season Celebrini was bound for big things.
He got stronger. He looked like he was on a mission.
But as a former USA hockey coach, Warsofsky says he'll stick with his allegiances.
It'll be the one time I root against Mac.
The Sharks could send upwards of five players to Milan this year. At SAP Center in San Jose, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
San Francisco is now offering a new way for the public to safely dispose of lithium-ion batteries, even if they're embedded in your old, unused devices. More from KCBS's Ken Duffy.
The fully automated recycling drop-off bins can be found at Coal Valley Hardware Stores and Sports Basement, the first of their kind that can accept not just old batteries, but any products, like a laptop or cell phone that no longer work with embedded batteries.
It's not unusual for us to be first in this area.
Charlie Sheen with the City Environment Department says it's a simple process, explaining why it's so important.
They can contain toxic chemicals, and when the battery gets old, you don't want that leaching out anywhere. Two, unfortunately, they can catch fire.
Sheehan says the kiosks made by Redwood Materials are designed to prevent the batteries from igniting during disposal.
We may be the first, but I know other cities are going to follow our lead.
You can also check out sfrecycles.org for more information about how to dispose of your items. Ken Duffy, KCBS.
If you were hoping for a pet for the holidays, but Santa didn't have one in his sack, you still have a chance to adopt a four-legged friend. As KCBS's Matt Bigler reports, today is the last day for the Macy's Holiday Windows Adoption Event in San Francisco.
The dogs and cats on display at Macy's at Union Square and on shelter webcams have been a big draw this holiday season. The San Francisco SPCA has more than met its lofty goal of 500 pet adoptions.
Yeah, it's super exciting. My team was so excited yesterday once they broke that goal, and our emails and internal communications instantly lit up.
Senior adoptions manager Rob Leitner says the discounted adoption fees also helped make the campaign successful.
Having the Name Your Price promotion helped just bring visibility to those animals, which ultimately helped them find homes.
Leitner says they do support giving pets as gifts as long as they are not unexpected. And so far,
we're not seeing the other side of that, where families might get surprised by a pet and realize it's not a good match and bring them back.
For more information, go to sfspca.org. In San Francisco, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Well, New Year's Eve is almost here. Well, it's here now, and many Bay Area residents are thinking about changes they want to make in 2026. As KCBS's David Welch reports, some resolutions are classic, others a little more creative.
A lot of the creative ones can't be repeated on the radio, but here's a classic.
Do you ever make them?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Nothing?
It turns out a lot of people avoid New Year's resolutions, and for those that do end up making them, only about 8% get through the first month. Ambition, however, is gold, and experts say if you're making a New Year's resolution, keep them realistic.
Prioritizing working out and eating whole foods.
Experts say goals like fitness work well because they're measurable, much like saving a set amount each month or drinking less on weekdays. And if you do fall off track, they say you don't have to wait until next January 1st to start up again. In San Francisco, David Welch, KCBS.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Police now say a shooting in Richmond that left an IHOP employee dead is tied to another shooting outside the San Pablo Police Department. KCBS's Margie Schaefer reports.
A dishwasher who worked at the IHOP on Close Way just off of I-80 in Richmond was shot while working Monday night. He died in the kitchen. Richmond Police Lieutenant Donald Patchen says they were able to secure an arrest warrant.
Our investigators worked diligently throughout the night and were able to identify a person of interest in this homicide. That person was a co-worker at that business.
Last evening, around 5:30, the wanted man showed up at the San Pablo Police Department, where two officers and a trainee were in their department parking lot tending to a separate call, explained San Pablo Police Captain James Lafter.
There was a brief conversation. There was a language barrier. After just a very short period of time, the male walked away.
Police heard one single gunshot. The wanted man shot himself.
Our officers had no idea who the identity of the male at the time and his background and history.
The San Pablo resident has not been identified, and as of this morning, he remains in critical condition. Margie Schaefer, KCBS.
First responders face a higher risk of workplace injury with general wear and tear on their body. Now, as KCBS's Jennifer Hodges reports, legislation is being considered that would lower the age they'd that they would qualify for Medicare.
Working as a first responder can be tough on the body.
Many first responders are often forced to retire early due to the extreme physical and mental demands of their public service.
Part of the reason Congressman Jimmy Panetta wants to lower the Medicare enrollment age for first responders.
From 65 to 57.
He says it's what the federal government should do.
Is step up and try to provide affordable and accessible health care, not just during their service, but also after.
The FORCE Act still awaiting action in Congress. Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
Thrive City at Chase Center is throwing a New Year's celebration today. As KCBS's David Welch reports, the daytime event doubles as a Kwanzaa celebration, and it's moving indoors.
Though it's not happening on the actual court, Sheena Way with Chase Center says people won't have to worry about the rain.
We'll be right inside here at the west entrance.
That means dry and warm compared to the original plan, holding the entire event outdoors.
And if you do go outside, we'll have different booths set up with hot chocolate and some snacks from our retailers.
She says the indoor part features music, arts and crafts, and plenty of photo opportunities. And because this is a noon year's event, she says they'll have a big finale at high noon.
We do a countdown to the drop at noon.
Way says the event is free, but guests need to pre-register on Chase Center's website. In San Francisco, David Welch, KCBS.
It's looking like it's going to be a very wet New Year's Eve for those watching fireworks on San Francisco's waterfront. But as KCBS's Megan Goldsby reports, for those catering to the revelers, the show must go on.
Tents are up over the rooftop soirees and canopies are up on San Francisco pedicabs with drivers dressed for the occasion.
Just things that will keep you dry, yeah. Just good jacket, good rain pants, good cover shoes, and yeah.
I bet it only kind of works, though, if you're in the rain that long.
Exactly. I mean, yeah. It has to be high quality, yeah.
Pedicab driver Alejo says they will be out, but could be harder to find.
There's always a lot, but not as many as if it was a really nice evening, you know.
Gideon Mukunye and Bobby Almighty will be performing their breakdancing comedy routine with a message for tips at Fisherman's Wharf.
There's like certain moves that like don't require attraction.
I'll probably get my moon glide on all across, because it's raining, so I can glide across the floor real nice like I'm Michael Jackson. You know, I'll probably throw like a back handspring because, like you said, it's to the ground. I got, you know, stability to the ground. I'm not like in the air and then landing. Yeah, we'll take it light, but we'll be out here.
At Fisherman's Wharf, Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover's accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.